Welcome to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning. Our guest, Tony Robertson, Community Bank President of Central Bank of Audrain County. We've kind of enjoyed talking to you a little bit about the events that you've emceed, found out about your love for the University of Missouri. But you're pretty involved within the Mexico community, as a matter of fact. Rotary comes to mind. I believe mm-hmm. you're involved with that. Tell us a little bit about Rotary and maybe some of your favorite guest speakers. You guys are always getting good guest speakers.
I became involved in Rotary. Actually, it's not been that long ago, I think, maybe 5-6 years ago. And so enjoy those meetings on Fridays. Unfortunately, we had to cancel today because of the weather. But, yeah, we've had some really good guests over the years. Sometimes it's a challenge in a small town to try to find programs for things, and I know, like here, I've been fortunate to have my cousin Roger Still from Columbia. He was at the time executive director of the LAD Foundation and the Missouri Pioneer Forest as a guest speaker and a program for us. And then recently we had Timothy Riley, who's the curator and director of the America's National Churchill Museum in Fulton, just down the road. So a lot of times we don't realize maybe what we have right here in our backyard, real close. So we were fortunate to have him come in and give a program. But yeah, we have some very good programs there, very good speakers there. You know, I've been asked to give programs over the years at different organizational meetings, you know, not just Rotary, but also Kiwanis and Optimus Club and things like that. And really enjoy, you know, whether it's sharing history or sharing something to do with banking, you know, anything like that. Really enjoy. Been real active. Probably the first active group I was real active in was the JCs here in town, Mexico JCs, and I met some great friends in that organization. Of course, that's a young person's organization, age 21 to 40. So once you hit 41, you what you call rooster out. So I've been roostered out a while, but I still enjoy going to their, you know, to their events that they have for rooster for alumni, you know, and so forth. And speaking of alumni, I've been on the alumni board of the local Audrain County Alumni Chapter for Mizzou alumni, and that's been a lot of fun too. You know, we've had some really good watch parties over the years for our bowl games or for some of our away football games and away basketball games over the years, and just a great group of people that I've been able to work with, been fortunate to work with in that. And you know, Mizzou, as I said, kind of holds a soft spot for us. It's where I met my wife, my late wife. All three of our kids, Caleb is an alum, Ella is a senior at Mizzou, Nate is a freshman at Mizzou. My brother went to Mizzou. My brother-in-law went to Mizzou. We are about as close to true sons and daughters, I think, as you can get, and proud to wear the black and gold and to support them. But this community has meant a lot to us. We have been just very blessed and fortunate to raise our kids here in Mexico. And I always said Mexico was, you know, big enough or small enough where you know so many folks in the community, but yet big enough to where you could have amenities, you know, like our YMCA that have been fortunate to go to and help out with fundraising for over the years and stuff. And then Presser Arts Center. My late wife and my daughter were very active in that great organization, and I still to this day enjoy going to the performances that they have there. And then the Audrain County Historical Society, you know, that I was fortunate to be president of for a few years, and help out with all of their activities like the Walk Back in Time, you know, and different special programs that we've done over the years. It's just been really good. This community has been really good to me, and I felt it duty bound over the years to try to give back as best I can.
Absolutely. I normally just ask one wild card question at the end, but okay. I have two for you
okay.
this morning that I'm thinking about. The first one is, Is there a college football team that you just really love to root against? I know Kansas comes to mind, but yes. Any Big 12 schools or what's that team that you just really like to see lose?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Now, if you'd asked me that 25, 30 years ago, I'd probably said Nebraska. But times have changed, and they've been down so long that they're not as much of a factor, I don't think. So, of course, the Beakers that you mentioned are, as a friend of mine from Shelby County called them, the ditch chickens. Those are ones that we like to root against. Gosh, I don't know, root against. We kind of have, now that we're in the SEC, it's hard for me to root against some of those teams in the SEC, like Arkansas and Tennessee, because I talk about family genealogy. Well, I have family that has family ties to Tennessee and to Arkansas, so it's hard to root against them. So, but I'd still throw the Beakers out there. I'd probably throw the Sooners on there too, maybe, and maybe the Longhorns.
Don't want to see them win a national championship. I'm kind of rooting for the Irish at this point, but
I don't blame you, Matt.
Yeah, right. Well, the second wild card question at Rotary: if there was anybody in this world that you could bring for a program over at Rotary right now, who would that guest be?
Oh boy, that is a good
sports related, maybe a political figure. I don't know. What do you think?
Dang, that is a good question. Wow, you're going to stump me here. I'm afraid, Matt. I've always enjoyed humor, and I've always enjoyed history as well. And he's past now, but a guy that I used to always love to listen to was a humorist and kind of a smart alecky, cynical kind of guy, P.J. O'Rourke.
Okay.
I think I'd like to invite, if he was still kicking and with us. I think he's passed. I'm pretty sure he has.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think P.J. would be good. Be a good guest.
All right. We're going to let you off the hot seat. I certainly appreciate you coming in here this morning, and thanks for all you do in the Mexico community.
Hey, good to be with you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Tony Robertson, he is the Community Bank President of Central Bank of Audrain County, our guest this morning. We'll have another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.